now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Tom. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, séance in a wet rag and bone yard.
Oh dear, it's finished. Oh, Marla, Marla. Compared to you, Picasso was a load of old pony. Half past 12. Oh, I suppose I'd better go and lock up the stately mansion. Oh, what a poxy night.
Who's that? All right.
I'll come in.
What's the idea of leaving me out here in the pouring rain? You want me to catch pneumonia, don't you?
I didn't know you was there. Come on in, then. No umbrella up in the house?
Yeah.
It's unlucky. And stop dripping all over the carpet.
Yeah.
It's our boss 12. Where have you been till this time?
For the last 15 minutes I've been out there knocking the door down.
I didn't hear you.
Nah, you were asleep, weren't you? That horrible music blaring out.
Where's your door key?
It's on my key ring. With the other 35. I'm not taking that lot out in this weather. If I got struck by lightning, I'd have had it. Apart from that, it weighs half a ton. If I don't wear me braces, me trousers fall down.
You could take it off the ring.
It's in the middle and you can't move them round. It's full up. You can't get any on or off.
Honestly, everything's a problem with you, isn't it? Well, you can get another one cut tomorrow, because I'm not staying in every night waiting for you to come home.
You were late home yourself. I waited till 8 o'clock. Where were you?
I popped into the Skinner's Arms for a quick one on the way home.
And left the horse out in the pouring rain?
No, I didn't. I took him in the saloon bar and bought him a packet of crisps and a pint of bitter.
He knows what his right leg's for, don't you worry.
Of course I left him outside. He was all right. He's got air, hasn't he? Anyway, I'll put a tarpaulin over him. He don't get as wet as I do, I can tell you.
Poxy weather. 3 solid days it's been raining.
The Gold Oak Road's flooded.
I know. Just come down it, didn't I? Them bus drivers, they see a puddle, they go straight through it. They could see me standing there. 3 of them come past. The waves broke right over the top of my umbrella. Standing there like a drowned rat I was.
It's your own fault. You shouldn't be out at this time of night, in this weather, at your age. Where have you been?
I've been out.
I know you've been out. Where? It's not your kung fu night. It's not your old time dancing. And it's not your cordon bleu cookery classes. I don't think you've been going to those lately. You've been up in the wag, judging by that load of old rubbish you come up with last night.
That was a cock-o van.
That was a cock-up. I don't know where the van came in. There shouldn't be feathers in the gravy, surely. And tonight, God blimey.
It was lovely.
That was rubbish. Beef in pastry.
It's not beef in pastry. If you're going to criticise my cooking, get the name right. Boof Wellington.
Oh. So that's what it was, eh? Boof Wellington. I wonder where my last pair went to.
I won't bother in future. You can go back to your egg and chips and sausages.
Well, good. That'll do me fine. Where have you been?
I've been out.
If you say that once more, you'll be out again. What have you been doing?
I've been visiting.
Visiting who?
My friend.
What friend?
Mind your own business.
That is my business. I'm responsible for you. Half past 12 at night, roaming the streets in a plastic Mac. I mean, what are people going to think? They haven't forgotten Jack the Ripper around here. Where have you been?
I'm telling you, it's nothing to do with you.
It's got everything to do with me. Well, supposing something was to happen to you. Supposing you was taken ill. Or supposing you was knocked down by a bus.
They don't knock me down. They just go through the puddles.
Look, supposing you was taken to hospital. How would they know who you belong to?
I got my identification on me. I got my name inside me socks.
Ooh, good. Who's got to look inside your socks? They take them off with a pair of tongs and burn them. Now, just tell me, where have you been and we'll forget all about it.
I've been to a spiritualist meeting.
You've been where?
To a spiritualist meeting.
You haven't? Not really?
Yeah. I've been in contact with the dead.
I bet that scared them. What do you mean? You've been in contact with the dead?
I have. I spoke to Dan Leno tonight. And Henry VIII.
Dan Leno and Henry VIII. What were they doing, a double act? I say. Who was that lady I saw you with last night? That was no lady. That was me fourth wife. Boom, boom.
You don't believe me, do you?
Of course I don't believe you.
It's true. I went to a seance in the Gold Hawk Road.
Oh, well, that explains it. I mean, Henry VIII was always up and down the Gold Hawk Road. I mean, you couldn't keep him away. I think he had a bird down there. So, let me get this straight. You've been sitting there in a parlour down the Gold Hawk Road in the dark?
Yeah. Six of us, round a table, holding hands. And then suddenly, she goes into a trance.
Who does?
The medium, Madame Fontana. And she introduces her spirit guide.
A red Indian.
How did you know?
They're always red Indians.
Yeah. This one was Geronimo. And he says, through her, I've got someone here who wants to meet you all. And this voice says,
good evening, everybody. This is Henry VIII speaking, and tonight is my guest night. And I'd like you to give a big hand to my first guest, your friend and my friend, Dan Leno.
Yeah, if you're not going to take it seriously, I'm going to bed.
Well, hold him, panic. Well, you don't believe all that nonsense, do you? A voice comes on, he says he's Henry VIII, but you believe him. If he said he was Christopher Columbus, you would have believed him.
No, I wouldn't, because I met him last week. He was nice, he was. Got on very well with Chris.
You spoke to Christopher Columbus?
Yeah.
He spoke in English, of course.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, he did.
In a Cockney accent?
No, he didn't. He had an American accent.
I see. He's born in Genoa, Italy, 500 years ago, and he's got an American accent. That's very reasonable.
Well, he discovered it, didn't he? Probably rubbed off on him.
Oh, look, Dad, it's a take on. You hear a few voices and you get sucked in. At the end of the show, you bung her a fiver and you're aimed out into a Gold Hawk Road and get half drowned by a passing bus. Oh, it's all so pathetic.
You're very sceptical. There are more things in heaven and earth than you have dreamt of, Harold. He spoke very well of you.
Who did?
Gandhi.
Good. I've never met Gandhi in my life.
You don't have to meet him. They know all about you.
You're taking the gypsies, aren't you?
No, I'm not. He said, don't worry about Harold. He's going to be all right.
I am all right. I don't need Gandhi to tell me. God, that was, I've been waiting for this. I've been watching for the first signs of senile decay, and now we've got it. It's all over. My old man's a nutter. He's gone squirrel now.
No, Harold. It's very real. They're all up there waiting to talk to us. All sitting, waiting to be called.
Oh, look, now, Dad, settle down. Look, now, how did you get involved in all this?
It was Dorothy.
Dorothy?
I met her down the Darby and Joan Club. She's a lovely woman, Harold. You'd like her. I'm very fond of her.
Oh, I see. And you're both lonely.
That's right.
And she's a spiritualist.
Yeah.
And she introduced you to Madame Arcati.
Fontana.
And Dorothy is a widow woman.
Yeah. How do you know? That's how she got onto it. She's trying to get in touch with her husband.
Any luck?
No, not yet.
No, I bet he's keeping well out of it. Poor old devil. I expect he thought he was safe up there. I don't suppose you've spoken to the top man yet.
The top man?
Yeah. The great rag and bone men in the sky.
What does he reckon to it all?
That's blasphemy. Don't talk like that, Harold. You'll be struck down.
No, I won't. Gandhi said I was going to be all right.
You might not be struck down here, but you'll be struck down up there.
Well, I'm not going up there. It must be a right boring place if they want to spend Thursday nights talking to you. But when I leave this vale of tears, mate, nobody's going to get in touch with me. As soon as I get wherever I'm going, my phone's coming off the hook right away. What a load of old cobblers.
It's not. There is another world, a life after death. They're trying to get in contact with us. There's spirits all around us.
About half a bottle inside of you.
Well, I'll prove it to you. Move those plates now. This will surprise you.
What's that?
It's a Ouija board. It receives messages from the other side.
I see.
Now, we put a wine glass upside down on the board. Switch the light out. Now, we put our fingers on top of the glass. That's right. Now, we ask questions and the glass moves round the board, stops at a letter and spells out the answers.
I see. That's for the ones who's lost their voices, for who keep talking to silly little pillocks like you.
Ready?
Ready.
Now, no taking the mickey.
Oh.
No laughing. No frivolous questions. Right?
Right.
Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there? Please. If there is anybody there, will you please answer? It's moving. I told you. Is there anybody there? Yes.
Well, they couldn't say no, could he? I'll use your comment.
Shh. What is your name? H. I. T. L. E. R. It's Hitler.
Oh, God.
Are you pushing it?
No, of course not. Here. Ask him who won the war.
No. That might upset him. Have you got a message for anyone here? Yes. Is it a message for me? Yes. What is your message? U-R-A-S-I-L-L-Y. Silly. L. I, T, T, L, E, little, B, E, R, K.
Well, of course I'm pushing it. I mean, it's hard to get a move if you don't push it. I told you it's a load of old codswallop.
We'll see. We'll see.
What do you mean?
We're having another meeting round here tomorrow. In here.
We're not having a seance in here?
We are. They're all coming round. Dorothy, Madame Fontana, all of them. We're going to try and get in touch with your mother.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You want to watch it? She'll give you a right mouthful if she catches you sitting in the dark holding hands with another woman.
What are you going to say to her? You haven't spoken to her for nigh on 40 years. You didn't have much in common then.
I'd like to speak to her again. I miss her. Besides, I want to ask her something.
Yeah? Ask her where she put your clean vest.
I'll show you. You'll be laughing the other side of your face tomorrow night. I'll speak to the rest of them. Christopher Columbus, Gandhi, Henry VIII.
Henry the Ninth.
Dan Leno, Mary Lloyd, and Laurel and Hardy.
God. On the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, oh, Stanley.
One, two, three, four, five, six. That should be enough chairs. Harold, hurry up, they'll be here soon.
So, this is where it all happens, is it? This is the haunted table.
How does it look? I found a bit of green baize cloth up in the loft.
Very nice. If Geronimo don't fancy coming out tonight, we can always have a quick school of three-card brag.
I know you don't believe it, Harold, but try and take it seriously.
And what have we here? Fish paste sandwiches?
sausage rolls, fairy cakes. Oh, yes, a veritable banquet.
Do you think there's enough here?
I don't know. If Henry VIII turns up, that lot won't last long.
It's for afterwards. It's them. Now, don't let me down, Harold. Dorothy! Madame Fontana, how nice to see you. Come in, ladies, come in. Hope the ladies all for their coats.
Right, coats over here, broomsticks in the corner, please.
This is my son, Harold.
Ah.
Harold, this is Madame Fontana.
Charmed, I'm sure. What height did you fly at?
Are you joining us tonight, Harold?
Yes, if that's all right with you.
Perfectly all right. Perfectly all right. Glad to have you aboard. I feel that your presence will be most beneficial. You radiate an aura of spiritual calm and inner goodness.
Yes, it's the liver salts.
And this is Mrs. Daddy, Dorothy.
Oh, Albert.
Good evening, Mrs. Daddy.
I'm so pleased to meet you, Harold. I've heard so much about you.
Really? Who from? My father or Gandhi?
Harold.
I expect we'll be seeing a lot of each other in the future, shan't we, Albert? I hope we're going to be good friends. I brought some sweeties for you.
Oh, jelly babies, my favourites.
And this is Mr. and Mrs. Weldon.
Good evening.
How do you do, Hugh?
Shall we all go into the lounge?
Yes. Oh, yes. This is going to be absolutely first class, this. What a perfect room for a contact. It's coming out. I can feel the vibrations.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry about that. That's the flyover. Yeah, it's them juggernauts. They practically have me out of bed some nights. Do you know, sometimes when they go past, I've seen his false teeth move across the bedroom floor on their own.
That could be a poltergeist.
I think it's more likely a petrol tanker, don't you?
I can see you're a skeptic, Harold. You don't believe in the living dead.
Oh, yes, I believe in them. I've been living with one for 40 years.
Well, we'll see what tonight brings out. We may yet convince you. Now, shall we begin? Places, everybody. Harold, over here. I'll hold your hand.
Oh, go on.
Lights out. Don't be frightened, Harold. Now, I must ask for complete silence and concentration. And please, no sudden movements or noises whilst I'm in a trance. Will you please join hands?
Here comes Charlie.
I'll be back, Harold.
Blimey, that was quick.
She don't mess about. She gets straight to the meat. She's trying to get in touch with Geronimo.
She'd do better to light a fire.
Are you there, Geronimo? Are you there, Geronimo?
I am here.
Are you angry? You took a long time coming.
It probably went to the Gold Hawk Road, see? Just...
I am ready.
Is there anybody there who wishes to contact? Anybody here?
Yes. Is Squaw Daddy with you?
Yes, yes, Squaw Daddy is here.
He wishes powwow with you.
Hello, Dotty!
Hello, George. Oh, it is him. He always called me Dotty.
He wasn't a bad judge.
Stop it.
Dotty Daddy.
Shh. How are you, George?
Oh, can't complain. My arthritis has cleared up.
I'm so glad.
How are you keeping?
Oh, not too bad.
How's the weather?
Still raining.
Never mind. It's good for the garden. How are my geraniums?
Not as good as when you did them, George.
Try putting some potash on them.
And next week's gardener's corner comes from Dad.
I do miss you, George.
Are you lonely?
I am a bit.
Why don't you get married again? I won't mind. Why don't you marry Trevor?
He's dead.
Is he? I haven't seen him.
Died 10 years ago.
Oh, I'll have to keep a lookout for him.
I am thinking of getting married again. He's called Albert.
Hello.
You do that, Dottie. I hope you'll be very happy.
Thank you, George.
I've got to go now. Someone else wants to talk to you. Goodbye, Dottie.
Goodbye, George.
Oh, God, when's Henry VIII coming on?
Geronimo.
Yes, I am here.
Is there anybody else there who wishes to contact anybody else here?
Yes. Is Albert Steptoe there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
I have your wife, Emily, here.
Oh, my God.
Is that you, Albert?
Emily?
Hello, Albert. You haven't been down to the grave lately, have you?
I'm going down in the morning. It's your mother.
Cobblers.
It is. That's her voice.
Who are you talking to?
Harold. He's here sitting next to me.
Harold? My little Harold? He should be in bed. He's only 5.
No, he's not. He's 40 now.
He's older than me.
Oh, now, come on. Stop this a minute.
Harold? Harold, this is Mummy talking. Harold, are you there?
Say hello to your mother.
I'm not saying hello.
Go on, say hello to her.
No, I'm... Hello, Mum.
Emily?
Yes, Albert?
Would you mind if I got married again?
Of course not, Albert. You should get married again. Little Harold needs a mother. Have you found somebody, Albert?
Yes, I have. She's sitting here right next to me. Dorothy Duddy.
Oh, not George Duddy's wife.
That's her.
Oh, George has told me so much about her. George and I get on very well together. She'll make you a wonderful wife.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Of course not, but you and Harold must love her and cherish her and look after her for the rest of your life.
Oh, we will, we will.
Oh, no, we won't, we won't!
You mustn't break the circle!
Now, shut up, you silly woman! All right, that's it. Lights on, come on, all out! The show's over!
Harold, have they gone mad?
I was talking to your mother.
You wasn't talking to my mother, you was talking to her, Madame Arcati. My mother's dead.
Are you all right, Madame Fontana?
Of course she's all right.
You might have killed her.
Rubbish. She's putting on an act. She's a phony.
Don't you talk about my daughter like that.
I never thought of that. Of course, mother and daughter. She's trying to unload her mother, like I've been trying to unload you all of these years. Of course. Find some daft, senile old twit with a young, hard-working son, and your quid's in. Let them look after her. All right, come on, missus. It's all over.
You must marry again. Oh, take squaw.
Oh, come on, get your hat and coat on. Nobody's got my dad away.
Henry VIII.
Come on, out of it, missus. Come on,
come along, Bello. I don't wish to stay in this house a moment longer.
Dorothy, I'm sorry about this.
Your son has made it quite clear that I'm not welcome in this house. I've no intention of being unloaded onto you. And as for your villa in Mallorca, you can keep it.
Oh, yeah, come on, missy, out, out.
Unhand me, Wolsey. Oh, and a plague on both your houses, especially the one in Mallorca.
This one, keep right on.
Look, come on, Mr. and Mrs. Weldon, it's all over. Time to go home.
Did she get in touch with Tibbles? Oh, didn't hear him meow.
No idea.
Oh, come along, dear. We'll try again next week. Good night.
Good night. What villa in Mallorca?
Well, you know how it is when you're trying to pull a bird. I mean, you sort of do embroider it a bit, don't you?
Embroider it a bit? That's the Bayeux tapestry as far as we're concerned.
Well, fancy her being her daughter.
Oh, you're better off out of it.
Yeah. Good night, Harold.
Good night, Ted.
Do you really think she was a phony? Hmm? You know, Madame Fontana.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. Well, there's plenty of them about.
Yeah, I suppose so. I wish you'd heard her do Laurel and Hardy. She was very good at them. Better than me. It stopped raining.
Oh, good. You won't get splashed tomorrow.
No. Good night.
Good night. Oh, cool. What a farce, what a farce. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Keep right on to the end of the road. I'm Henry V8, I must have mean the word that rubbish you. Oh, dear. Still, it would have been nice to have a chat with you, Mum. Oh, well, so to bed. Good night, Mum, wherever you are.
Good night, Harold.
Hey. Hey? Who's that?
Mum? Mum?
Dad? Can I sleep with you tonight, Dad?